This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. It is time once again for the annual Beaver Queen Beauty Pageant in Durham. It's a mix of spectacle, excess, and shady dealings. And it boasts participants with names like Cherry Cherry Bang Bang De Beaver. Contestants are judged on the quality of their tail, wetland readywear, and talent, all of which can be influenced by greasing the judges' palms. The pageant began in 2005 as an attempt to discourage the North Carolina Department of Transportation from exterminating some neighborhood beavers. Tomorrow will be the 7th annual Beaver Queen pageant, and joining us to talk about it, we have Marty Jarrell, also known as Orange Sabrina, whose backyard became ground zero for the pageant, and Virginia Bridges, known as Scarlet O'Beaver, and the reigning Beaver Queen. Welcome to both of you. Good to have you here.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Marty, tell us about this pageant. How to get started?
Well, the very first pageant was a little bit of a guerrilla attack. We took over Duke Park under cover of darkness. There were just a couple of dozen neighbors, and we just wanted to have some fun. And our sound system was a kid's karaoke machine that we borrowed, a couple of computer speakers, and some floodlights, and we just put it on and had a great time.
What was the impetus behind it?
The first Beaver Queen pageant was nothing but fun.
Yeah.
The Beaver Lodge Local 1504, as you mentioned, grew out of this controversy with the beavers.
So you were already up and running. You just
we were
decided
already
to have
up and
a party
running.
One night, snuck
yes.
in, got the karaoke machine, developed a lodge, Beaver Lodge.
Local 1504.
Local 1504. I assume connected to the Beaver Lodges all over the country, if not Old North Durham.
At least Old North Durham, possibly
and
even Trinity Park.
And environs. So the Beaver Lodge gets started, and now you're a lodge, you're an organization, you need a cause.
Exactly.
And luckily, the Department of Transportation, always ready to hand people a cause, did.
They did. Well, to clarify, the Beaver Lodge started because of the Department of Transportation. So when they wanted to eradicate the beavers, the neighbors were not very happy with their plans to do that, which were not humane.
And what in particular were the beavers doing to bother DOT?
They were flooding part of their highway expansion project.
Yeah. Well, that does get messy.
It does get messy.
All right. So, Ed, so tell us about the solution here. What did you decide?
So the solution was to contact the Durham County Commissioners and find out what we could do. And we learned that there's actually a beaver management program in the state of North Carolina that Durham County at the time was not a part of, and we pushed them to join it. There's a fee involved, so a lot of counties aren't really anxious to pay. Once they did pay, the Beaver Management Program came and took care of the problem with no more flooding and no harm to the beavers.
There you go. But in the meantime, you got interested in Ellerbe Creek.
That happened a little bit later. The first Beaver Queen pageant, as I mentioned, was just silly fun. And then the second Beaver Queen pageant, one of the contestants' fathers decided to start bribing the judges, and then the light bulbs went out. And then after that, that's when we got involved with Ellerbe Creek to use this as a fundraiser.
Embrace the corruption. So how much money have you raised for Ellerbe Creek over these past few years?
I believe it's about a total of $25,000.
Wow, that is a lot of corruption. Boss Tweed would be proud of you. Virginia, tell us how you got involved in this.
Well, I got involved after attending, I believe, in 2009. And I was just awestruck, particularly by Dirty Beaver's talent, which was...
This is a particular contestant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it was... Her talent was an interpretive slip and slide. She put on a swim cap. They doused her with water, and she just went down a giant slip and slide the last time in a full split. I was like, I got to get involved with this. This is awesome.
And in costume with a beaver tail.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yes. Everyone has to have their own beaver tail, as well as a handler.
And tell us about, so what's involved? There's talent, there's beauty.
I call it a mix of follies, pageantry, and beaver tails, and lots of double entendres.
Yeah.
It's a family-friendly event, but it's clever enough to have adults blushing without burning the little one's ears.
It is a pretty amazing. I mean, I was there. I was actually a judge a couple of years ago, and was really well bribed and turned over all the proceeds to the Ellerbe Creek. It is sublime in a way because right, it's about 3 hours of double entendres, all of which are you know, and kids are running around, and it really, you know, the jokes are up here and the pageantry. People are in costume. It's a lot of fun and a lot of good music. not bad food around the edges as well.
It's extremely, extremely, extremely competitive. Everyone brings out their creativity, and it just is a jewel for Durham.
So now, tell us about the methods now for bribery. Has that gotten more sophisticated over the years?
I think it has. In fact, you can now buy votes for particular contestants. So if you're there to support a particular contestant, $5 will buy you one vote. And you can do the same with judges and get your ballot boxes stuffed through money.
Yeah, can we do this online?
Yeah, in fact, there you go. Thanks for that, Frank.
You want to dial in with and mobile numbers. I think that's a great idea so that you can use your cell phone. So what else are we going to see? It's tomorrow.
It is tomorrow, 4 o'clock, Duke Park. First, we'll have the pre-pageant activities, which generally include a parade, some music, and the scrap exchange will be on hand so that the kids can make their own beaver tails.
That's all good. And the idea is it's a kind of straight-up Burt Parks kind of a beauty pageant. So if you're a guy, you're going to have to cross-dress, but that happens a lot. And we've had some
– It's encouraged.
It is encouraged, and a lot of guys have won.
Oh, yes, yes. The Beaver Queen before me, the Beeve Whisperer, was Kevin McGill, and he was a great Beaver Queen.
What are the responsibilities? Have you been touring the greater Durham area now that you're the Beaver Queen?
Well, I have made an effort to encourage parades and parties and doing good for Durham. We've had some fundraisers for the Scrap Exchange, and I participated in Mary Durham with many, many other people to help put that together. So it's just encouraging community involvement and raising awareness about all the beavers in Durham.
How do you think you won last year? What was it that did it for you?
You know, we created Scarlet O'Beaver, whose motto was, my beavers have the cleanest wetlands in the South.
There you go.
And it just took a life.
Theme. That's great.
And it just took on a life of its own. I mean, we created a Facebook character. All of a sudden, I had Papa Mojo sponsoring me, which I hadn't even eaten there yet. And people started getting behind me. So it's just, I think people recognize that it's a good time, and everyone wants to put in their creative 3 or 4 cents.
That's the thing about this, Marty. If you talk about the evolution from this time when everybody just got together with a karaoke boombox, it's this business of everybody getting involved and watching this explosion of creativity.
Absolutely. I kind of think of the Beaver Queen pageant as the intersection of outsider art and activism, because we've got this amazing, amazing wealth of creativity in Durham that's come together for a real reason. So it doesn't even feel like work. You know, I've been involved in a lot of volunteer activities over the years and a lot of fundraising that you feel drained. Not this one. This is an energizing one.
So here's the big question. You've got this kind of DIY, very organic movement that is just, and we're going to use the word creative again, to describe what you actually see. Is this something that you can formulate? Is there some way to sort of package this and franchise it? You see my problem here. I'm already creating the thing I don't want to happen. And yet, this is what we need, right? I mean, people finding the problem, finding the solution, and having a good time on the way.
I think there is a way to package and franchise it, but there has to be room left for whoever is involved to do what they want to do with it and build what they want to build with it. And one of the great things about Catherine O'Brien, who's really the brainchild behind all of this, is that she wants everybody to bring whatever they have to this. It has been totally organic. The contestants bring their creativity and what they want to do with the pageant. The judges bring their own. All of the original beavers bring their own. And it just collides. And a lot of times you have to see it to even begin to understand it.
You're absolutely right. And I think the word collision is good because collisions can be a train wreck. So I'm going to ask you, if you can't figure out what the magic is, how do you provide a space for everybody to come, but enough structure so that when it's all over, the same with Mary Durham, the thing actually ends up. Mary Durham raised $25,000 for that crazy event where people actually got in the street and married a city, right? And here's something else that works as well. So what is that magic of creating a space but allowing enough structures for good things to happen?
Honestly, I think it's an indication of when crowdsourcing can be a success. You know, it's just whoever comes, comes. Whoever wants to be at the table is allowed to be at the table, and that's what makes it happen.
So, Virginia, any advice for this year's contestants?
Yes. Bribe the judges with lots of $5 bills, and you might even want to slip them some champagne.
Did you did you have, like, lines of people with $5 bills? I mean, that's really how you won, right?
Yeah.
You just have a lot of money.
And I also had AB vets and some others who worked the audience for me.
AB vets.
An entourage, which is only appropriate.
AB vets with $5 bills. So great to have you on the show. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Marty Jarrell, known as Orange Sabrina, co-founder of the Beaver Queen pageant. Virginia Bridges, Scarlett Obiva, is the reigning Beaver Queen. The 7th annual Beaver Queen pageant kicks off tomorrow, 4 o'clock. Pre-pageant festivities at Duke. Oh, do we have a presentation? We have a presentation.
I do.
I think, yes.
Frank, I just wanted to give you a little incentive to show up at the Meadow tomorrow afternoon. I've got your very own VIB, very important Beaver hat. And this will get you all access. You'll get very special treatment in the Meadow.
A very stylish cap with a pink feather and a beaver tail, VIB, on the back. I will be there. Put it on right now. 7th annual Beaver Queen pageant, 4 o'clock tomorrow. Pre-pageant festivities get underway. Duke Park Meadow in Durham. For more information, go to beaverlocallodge1504.org. You're on the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Stay tuned.